producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
To a Wednesday edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Gosh, we can't thank you enough for that. Thank you very much. Glad you're out there. You know what we love even better than the fact that your radios are tuned right where they are and you're listening wherever you are right now? When you engage in the discussion on the program and tell us what's on your mind. Oh, that's just like a Grand Slam home run. That's better than a middle of the night World Series game one. Holy buckets, what was the deal there, huh? In case you're just waking up. It wasn't a dream. The Kansas City Royals did win Game 1 of the World Series after a late night last night. If you're a Minnesota Gopher fan, you're a little upset today because Jerry Kill announced that he is retiring immediately from coaching the Gophers. It's impossible not to like Jerry Kill and his tenacity. You know, what imagine this guy battling epilepsy and these seizures and continuing to coach and evidently had two seizures yesterday. And I can imagine the conversation with his wife. They go to the doctor, just said, I can't do this. Can't do it. And so walks off the practice field yesterday after had two seizures yesterday, saying, I can't do this anymore, announcing his retirement today. Tough deal there as well. Anyway, what's on your mind? Give me tonight's debate. CNBC, focusing on the economy, on the Republican side of the presidential sweepstakes. Who needs to shine there? Who will shine there? What's going to happen there? Tell me what you think about the debate. It seems to me that Donald Trump is losing a little mojo. And I'm trying to discern whether that's real or whether that's just sort of a narrative that people that don't like Donald Trump are trying to write. Right? To honestly assess Donald Trump today. So I think the best way to do that is to ask you, our audience, many of whom have been, if I had to guess, at least to the folks that have weighed in on this, the what's on your mind presidential poll, Donald Trump would be winning rather handedly. And a close second would be Dr. Ben Carson, and then everybody else would be a third. That would be my unscientific gut guess at a poll of the What's On Your Mind audience. But I have to admit that, I initially was a little, I was initially a little cautious about Donald Trump. That's the right word. Because I wasn't completely convinced this was about making the country better, making America great again, versus sort of building up the Trump brand, which is his business. And he's done very well. I don't begrudge him that, but, if I'm trying to pick a president, I want someone who is literally all about the country and about sacrifice to get it there. I came to believe that really he was and probably was going to end up doing this at a sacrifice and being a full-throated Trump fan. I said from the very beginning, and I've always appreciated the fact, the guy has shown a bunch of stuffy politicians what you and I have been feeling for a long time about the direction of this country. And for that, he's an American hero, because he's waking up the political class. But I don't sense the same energy that when, I began to feel that and be sort of on fire for, Donald Trump's enthusiasm, that it's still there. I don't know. So I'm asking you. In other words, it seems as though Donald Trump, there's a couple of polls out now, CBS poll nationally, has Dr. Ben Carson leading. But there's several other polls that still show Trump in the lead. Iowa, Carson leading, So it's just, that's new. Trump's led every poll, so, that can't be sustained forever. So it seems factual to say he's losing a little bit of momentum in some of the polling, not all. But I'm more interested in sort of his enthusiasm level and factor. And curious if you think that he's, do you think differently about Donald Trump today than you did when he first entered the scene for the presidential campaign? That's my question for you. And what are you watching for in this debate tonight? What do you want to hear? Who's the candidate you're rooting for? Who would you like to see emerge out of the pack? What do you want to see happen? Just tell me. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here next hour. We have everything from the impeachment proceedings in the House against the IRS commissioner. Aren't you glad they're doing that? Now, there is an example, and we'll talk with Congressman Cramer about this, but there's an example of something that has no chance of happening. They would need a two-thirds vote of the Senate to get this going, but I think what they will succeed in doing is getting a conversation going about the corrupt nature of the IRS and the incompetence of the Obama administration. It'll be renewed. But it has no chance of succeeding. Do we care? Or are you glad they're doing it? We're going to talk with Congressman Cramer about that, as well as the budget deal. What do you think of that? How would you like him to vote? And, of course, it looks as though Paul Ryan will be speaker now, so we can talk about that, too. He'll be here next hour on the program. Looking forward to that conversation. Another story that's caught my attention, by the way, some EPA efforts in Congress, too. Senators Hoban and Heitkamp teaming up on a resolution that would block the EPA emission rules. And the House has had a different version of defunding over there. We'll talk about that, too. So, yesterday brought some news on test scores among North Dakota students in the public school system. It's the state assessment that showed 46% of students proficient in English and 40% in math. Let me say that another way. 60% of North Dakota public school students are not cutting the mustard when it comes to math. Wow. 54% in English, not cutting it. Tell me what this means to you when you hear this news. Is this alarming? Is this blah, blah, blah on tests and, you know, how it's benchmarked? Tell me what you think. Want to know. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline that we'll crank up momentarily. Don't forget, today, the Big Flavor Tour for Cloverdale will be at Hugo's in Grafton from 3 until 6. Tomorrow in East Grand Forks, 3 to 6. Friday, Crookston, 3 to 6. And What's on Your Mind Today is brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry responsible for creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota, and also standing shoulder to shoulder with communities, lawmakers to help solve the challenges from the growth. To find out more, go to North Dakota Oil Can. .com. Let's get to the phones here. Bill in Fargo is first to go on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hi, Bill. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Glad you brought up the budget resolution, and I'm glad that the congressman's going to be on in a few minutes. You know, I didn't hear much about it on your ag news and stuff like that, and I'm not really quite sure that that the level of urgency is understood here. Congressman Cramer put out a great press release yesterday calling the budget resolution effectively becoming the crop insurance, becoming the Obamacare of the agriculture world. I don't think people really understand what he meant by that. What he means by that is not that it's going to change how companies work and stuff like that. No, what it means is every crop insurance company out there will be out of the business, and farmers will have to go to their FSA office to get crop insurance. So that crop insurance agent that they've been working with, for the last 10, 20 years, he won't have a job anymore. She won't have a job anymore because no crop insurance company can survive what is likely to pass. Now, Cramer's doing the right thing, and he's supposedly going to vote against the budget resolution today. From what we've been hearing, but the urgency out there is beyond pale. So I would encourage all of your listeners, all your farmer listeners out there, to be contacting their congressman. Like I said, Cramer's doing the right thing. I'm not sure about Kristi Noem in South Dakota, but this is some overtime. The $3 billion that they're proposing to cut out of the crop insurance program, that puts every single crop insurance company into the red. The largest
I want to ask you about that because yes. I did hear both Congressman Cramer and also Senator Hoeven talk about how this is just basically renegotiating the 2014 Farm Bill and
That's right.
and finding savings by removing $3 billion from the crop insurance program. I heard you say something different. This ends the crop insurance program as we know it. Are you saying it ends the crop insurance program as we know it because the $3 billion goes away and that inevitably will lead to these companies having to go away, or does it do
That's
something?
Right.
Okay.
That's exactly right. What they're doing is they established a contract in 2011 between the federal government and the crop insurance companies, and single-handedly, without their involvement, Boehner and Obama decided to renegotiate that contract and take $3 billion out of it. Now, since that contract's been put in place, crop insurance companies have lost money or made less than 5% a year. They're proposing to cut 40% of the potential. That $3 billion represents about 40% of the potential that crop insurance companies
make. I got it.
Good.
Very good info, Bill. Appreciate you calling. We'll talk to Congressman Cramer. Welcome others on it as well. Chad Fargo, Sally Grand Forks coming up.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Chairman Tyler Spike. Since approximately 70% of North Dakota soybean crop is shipped overseas, the North Dakota Soybean Council is proud to be hosting a number of international trade teams this fall. These teams consist of the top wholesalers, traders, and buyers of U.S. soybeans from Southeast Asia and China. While buyers may have been purchasing North Dakota soybeans for years, there is no better way to build relationships than to bring them to fields right here and show them a soybean harvest in action while meeting farmers and sharing a meal in the shop. Because of the relationships that are developed through these trade team visits, the buyers know that our soybeans are of good quality and produced by people they know and trust. For more information about our international marketing efforts, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The Ann Carlson Center exists to make the world a more inclusive place where independence is a gift to all. Born without forearms and lower legs, Dr. Ann Carlson's life story is an inspiration for anyone who's ever had a physical disability or known someone with a physical impairment. For nearly 75 years, the Ann Carlson Center has provided life-changing programs and services for kids and adults with disabilities throughout the state of North Dakota. When reviewing your end-of-year donations, please consider a donation to an organization that is dedicated to nurturing abilities and changing lives, where nearly 90 cents of every dollar goes directly to their services, directly benefiting families in your community. Help honor those who have triumphed over their own handicaps and developmental delays to live inspiring, rewarding lives right here in North Dakota. Donate today at anncarlson.org. AnnCarlson.org. You'll be glad you did.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
End the debate. No, I don't feel any different today than I did when he first got into it. He doesn't deserve to be there. He's not presidential whatsoever. He does the sixth grade bully retaliatory things, and that is what I do not want to see in the debate tonight. Other than that, I want to see some sustenance. Thank you.
All right. What do you want to see in the debate tonight? Well, the questions we asked, you call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline and tell us at 800-228-0550-701. 258-0550, brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Several years ago, a listener writes, my wife banished me to the snore room so she could get a good night's sleep. I ordered that wonderful magic pillow I hear you talking about all the time about a month ago, and guess what? My snoring has helped. And I'm back sleeping with my beautiful wife. I just ordered my second pillow for our second home down on the river. Thanks for such an unbelievable product. Thank you, Lawrence. Appreciate the call. We get a lot of feedback like that. Testimonials from listeners who say, it has worked for me. I was at a volleyball game last night. Somebody came up. I love this question. Now, I heard you talking about it. I heard you talking about, you know, the snoring thing. And so it works? It's real? Folks, I don't get on here and say things that are not true. How long would we last doing that? It is the real deal. So take my word for it. That's why it's backed up with a 10-year warranty that it will not go flat, a 60-night money-back guarantee. You send it back if you don't agree with me. It's that patented interlocking filter. Call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Chad, Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hi there. How are you doing today?
Great, you?
Not too bad. Okay, the English testing and also the math testing, those numbers are kind of like screwed a little bit because they don't say about the fact that all the immigrants that we have coming into the United States and in the North Dakota that, and some of the testing that has been ongoing, it does not basically does justice to the actual numbers, because the fact of the matter is that the cost and also to maintain Common Core does construe the numbers in all reality, because of the people that are actually immigrants to the United States, most of them don't understand English, nor do they understand that. So therefore, the numbers get construed where they say they're down, but the reality is, if you look at the numbers in the past, and then take all the immigrants that we're bringing in the United States that we have to teach and all that stuff because of good old Obama, that is the problem.
Yeah, I hear you.
I mean, they're not basically telling the whole picture. The whole picture is that you got a lot of people coming in the United States that we have to also start teaching them the English so that they have to test for same time everybody else is testing, they're testing too. Well, therefore, you'll bring the numbers down quite a bit. I've talked to many school teachers, and they're very frustrated with the fact about that.
Yeah, we heard the same thing on the SAT scores, right? That because there's a mandate that everybody take them, and obviously if you don't plan on going to college and you really don't care about studying for the SAT, then you're going to bring the average down. And so, the mandate of everybody taking the SAT sort of brings everybody else down. What do you do? I mean, I understand what
you're... Get rid of Obama. Impeach him. Impeach him with the IRS commissioner. Get rid of all the trash.
Yeah. So, but I'm saying specifically on assessing where our students are at, what do you do there? You can't say, well, we're just going to test the smart kids. Right,
you look at also that Obama mandated that we have to have culture diversification in the classroom, where they're basically making the teachers change the way they teach, and all of a sudden now they have to start embracing the cultures of other people coming to our country.
I mean, I agree with you there, but that's as much local school boards getting their act together and taking that stuff on as it is anything else.
Because the federal government comes in with this, say, hey, if you want our money, you have to do what we say to do.
Yeah, and I want to hear that from the educators. I want to hear that, hey, because, look, right now we're talking about, obviously, whatever. Let's use the LSS as an example and the mandates of how many refugees they have to take and they bring in and they go into the school system. Obviously, they're going to... be a challenge for instructors. That's not new, is it? I mean, in other words, maybe the color of their skin is different, but, you know, in the classrooms I was at, there were kids who were uber smart, off the charts, and there were those that were slower learners. I mean, that isn't new for education, so I don't know why this problem is what it is now. I don't get. Sally in Grand Forks, Bruce in Minot next year, and others welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Chad, thanks for the call. 800-228-0550. Sally, Grand Forks, go.
Hi. Yesterday you had some interesting calls from people who were promoting the candidates of their choice. One lady called in and was suggesting we read Ben Carson's books. And I'm sure that Ben Carson is a really fine person and an example that we should follow. But I wonder whether it isn't a good idea to take a look at, you know, the actual experience when that person has had a vote. That's why I think someone like Ben Carson would be an invaluable member of Congress. And he should run for that so that we can see what his record would be when given a vote. The person who's done that now is Ted Cruz. And I would say if you read no more than the introduction to his book, Time for Truth, you would be asking some different questions. And I think that's the important thing, that we read something that causes us to ask the right questions and see where have we gone wrong, what have we done right.
How's he doing, by the way? I'm going to go look here at the polls on Cruz. The last I heard, he was surging a little bit. All right, let's see here. The latest CBS New York Times poll, that's the one that has Carson at 26, Trump at 22, Rubio 8, Bush 7, Cruz 4, Fiorina 7. So he's down in the bottom.
Well,
not the bottom, but middle.
Cruz has one thing that he can bring to this debate and to this race, and that is a record of his actions. If we don't approve them, there they are to not approve. If we approve them, there they are. We know what he will do because we know what he has done.
Good points. And, you know, I'll tell you this about Ted Cruz. He's sort of the Donald Trump-esque candidate that does have the record, right? So, I mean, he sort of, to me, is that guy that's going to say what needs to be said and be bold. And, you know, he has the reputation in Congress for the guy that just, you know, is unafraid. So, good point, Sally. Thank you. Bruce in Minot, what's on your mind?
For us that can remember, the mainstream media, as far as I'm concerned, are treating Trump much the way they did Ronald Reagan. All he was a B-grade movie star. Wasn't even the actor, excuse me. He wasn't even the star. And I think they're much the same. They're trying to belittle Trump. And then you folks can remember now what Ronald Reagan turned into for the country. That's all I got to say.
Do you think Trump is losing a little mojo, or do you think that's a media narrative that's not accurate?
I think it's the Iowa media.
The Iowa media, okay. They're cooling on them.
Everything is coming out of with the Iowa attention right now, and I think that's more or less where it's directed. I think it might level out some and get in a little different area.
Bruce, thanks for the call. Texter says, why is no one addressing the fact that Kirsten Baszler said there's an honesty gap in previous tests, basically accusing students and teachers of cheating? I didn't see that. We're going to invite Kirsten to come on the program to talk about this testing, but appreciate that text. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Great resource for us here on the program. Art, welcome back.
Morning, Scott.
Let's talk about the sale of a business entity. How is that different from, say, a property sale?
A commercial property sale focuses on the location, putting a for sale sign out, and trying to drive traffic into that location, showing them why that location is the place to go.
In a property sale, obviously, you want everyone to know. But in a business sale, you want qualified buyers and be a little selective. How do you go about that?
What we work with is getting all the information together from the owner, putting that information together in a confidential business review process that we provide out to our network of buyers and through our 15 internet sites.
Speaking of internet, folks, the website, a great resource and a great connection to Art and his team, is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com or call 701-347-2727. Art, have a great day.
Thanks, Scott. You too.
Talk to you later.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
PetroServe USA. Are you a Bison fan? Then you're going to want to get into PetroServe USA and register for that loaded up Bison tailgating trailer you could win. That's in addition to the $10,000 they're giving away, two $500 winners every single week. So if you haven't been there lately, get in there and register again and again and again and again. You also, at PetroServe USA, will find choice at the pump, where they give you literally the choice. What are your choices? Well, for instance, if you're filling up at the pump, do you like E15? And E15, by the way, can go in any vehicle. What is it, like 2002 or newer, but any vehicle all the way up to the flex fuel vehicle all the way up to E85. Any 30 and E40 as well. Check out the price per gallon of E85, for instance. Yeah, there's a one in front of that number, which is kind of nice. At PetroServe USA. You can also fill up on the 4-for-4 deal. That is the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, two cookies, and your choice of a 20-ounce drink. Those four items are $4 all day, every day. You'll find them, let's go west-east, shall we? Mandan, Bismarck, in the shadow of the Capitol, Valley City, Castleton, a couple locations there. You'll find them all the way up in Grafton, Bemidji. Of course, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, Dilworth into Minnesota as well, and down in Wahpeton. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. I think I forgot Arthur, and you really shouldn't forget Arthur. Sam in Grand Forks, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind?
Hey, with Donald Trump, I think he's kind of getting tired. I'm not big favor of him. I like Carson a lot. I don't trust Cruz. His wife worked for Goldman Sachs, and you had to be worth $40 million to even talk to her. So I think there's kind of not liking it there. But I think Carson Trump will not make it. I think Carson's our better bet. And with Boehner, I think he just gave Obama a pass for the next 2 years, so nothing from the House. So you know, he's just patting Obama on the back to give him a free ride for the next year and a half.
Yeah, I saw how ticked off Paul Ryan was about it. I'm curious and look forward to chatting with Congressman Cramer about it next hour here. What did we get out of the deal? By we, I mean conservatives. What you know, if it's a compromise, if it's a you know, a bargain to sort of have some certainty. I think the certainty is a good thing. But what you know, okay, fine. Both sides needed that. What, you know, they get more spending, right? Which they always want. What do we
get? They get more spending. We don't get nothing because we don't know what's in it. We nobody knows what's in it. That's what Ryan said last night on the news, and a whole bunch of other people said we have no idea what's in it. I mean, he went and made this deal, and he's just letting go. That's my thought.
Yeah, I look forward to chatting with Congressman Cramer about it. Back to the presidential GOP candidates, Sam. Are you settled on one candidate? I just saw a poll the other day. 71% said I'm not. You know, it's too early to pick. I'm listening. That surprised me that this many people were sort of still sticking their finger in the air a little bit, given all the coverage of this. Where are you at?
Well, I enjoy listening to Dr. Carson. The man is just phenomenal. I am not I'm more of a libertarian conservative. I don't like Cruz. I don't like Bush. I'm skeptical of Rubio. I think Carson or Freno is a good way to go. Like Ben Carson said, he would hire or get the people in his cabinet that have the expertise in these areas. These longtime political people, families, or whatever you want to call them, they got to go. I mean, we're just like the serfs, and they're like the parliament. You know, they're running everything. They're telling us what to do, and they're putting the screws to us, and that's not good. And I think we need a change. And I think Carson, with his thinking and his knowledge of how to get things done, is a better way. But we're still a long ways to go. I mean, we got 98 days now. It's a tough deal to, you know, I mean, it's still going to be tough. But I think I'm looking at other people, but I'm pretty kind of set on Carson. But you never know.
Appreciate your call very much, Sam. Thanks a lot. Good to hear from you. 800-228-0550. Here's a call that came in during the break. Roll that, Reb, would you?
Scott, Todd, what I want to see in tonight's debate is somebody with the intestinal fortitude, moxie, and plain guts to stand up to the Marxist Socialist Democrat Party. I'm sick and tired of cowards that do nothing but roll over, play dead, and capitulate every time Obama or a Democrat whines. I want to see somebody with some fight. I don't want to see another Bush wimp.
That's why.
Trump, right?
Yeah, that's the guy. I mean, I was just about to say, I think that's why Donald Trump is doing as well as he is. Yeah.
That's a no-brainer. But
you,
yeah.
want to see the fight. Right. Here's another call.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Yesterday, a report came out that said Macon's going to kill us cancer and rabies and tetanus and whatever else, you know, but I got me to thinking, what happens if you eat just bacon? Pure diet of bacon. Can you survive on it? You know?
Yes.
Like they tried that with McDonald's, you know, but I think a pure diet of bacon, a person should live for a long time. Have a good day.
Well, on that note, first of all, I want to die trying his idea, right? I like it. But on that note, you know, he suggests a person would live a long time if he did that. I, from a fine listener yesterday, was directed to a story in USA Today, and it was a story about the world's oldest woman, who is 116 years old.
Whoa.
And guess what she credits as her secret?
Bacon.
Eats bacon every day.
Love it.
116.
That's better than grumpy old. You remember grumpy old men, right?
Of course, yeah.
A pound of bacon and yeah. See, it's foolproof.
So that's, by the way, up on our Facebook page. You want to check that out?
The reason the guy from Grumpy Old Men died is that he said he usually drinks his dinner. If he'd had bacon for dinner as well, he'd still be alive today.
Exactly. Cloverdale, Big Flavor Hotline, where bacon is the answer to everything. Tom is on the road. You're next.
Hey, I think it'd be better. I think it'd be better to have 60 years with bacon than 100 years of vegetarian, personally. But
there you go.
I'm calling in about Carson and Trump. You know, it seems like we got a pretty, come right down to it, the choices between a brain surgeon and a tycoon. One guy's real honest. Both of them have guts. The difference, you know, a previous caller said he wants somebody to stand up and with guts. Carson is not gutless. He just doesn't scream, yell, and cuss. But, well, he had some pretty firm words to Obama at one of these prayer breakfasts a couple years ago, and he was right next to the man. He just says what he says in a calm manner. But I'd like to see a ticket with Carson and have him bring Walker on as a VP. Walker's got experience running a state that started in red ink and ended in black. I think that'd be a good way to go.
Interesting take. Don't throw anything at me, but I'm not sure that here. This is a prediction. Anything could happen.
I just reached for the stapler, by the way, since you said don't throw anything at me.
You're gonna throw it at me. I'm not sure Ben Carson or Donald Trump are going to be the nominee, but I think they're that's based on, you know, how this has played out in the past. That you know, Michelle Bachmann, Herman Cain. Some of these folks that have really risen to the top in media.
It is early, so yeah.
And well, but I do think, unlike any time in recent memory, those two, both Trump and Carson, are going to do more to shape whoever the nominee is and ultimately their campaign and hopefully their presidency than any other challenger for the nomination has done in recent memory. Now, it may happen, and if it does, I still say all along, I've said, here's the nominee is going to be Trump, it's going to be Carson, it's going to be Rubio, or it's going to be Jeb Bush. That's been my prediction all along, be one of those four, and more lately.
Somebody the party needs a change. They got the majority in both houses, and they're still going along with the White House. Somebody needs to make a change. I agree with what you said that maybe they won't be the nominees, but they need to change the party.
They do.
They're not doing what they're elected to do.
They're already doing
that.
Do
you really think Jeb Bush has a chance at this point?
Yeah, I do, just because of the machine, right? I mean, that's a formidable machine.
I mean, a while back I would have agreed with you, but I think at this point he's just too far down in the pack. But as long as they don't can change that. He's going to have to do a stellar performance tonight.
Yeah,
that's true, too.
Yeah, that's his biggest detriment. I mean, I actually think Jeb Bush, at least from, you know, there's some issues that you could nitpick on. But if you look at overall his tenure as governor of Florida, he was more conservative than his dad or his brother. But, you know, his last name is Bush, and that's what's hurting now, no question about it. I'm just saying it could happen. That's why I say don't throw anything at me. Appreciate the call, Tom. Margie and Mandan, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Thank you. Unfortunately, I think Bush is going to get the nomination. I do not trust the political parties, Democrats or Republicans. And I think that the powers to be probably 3-4 years ago decided that Jeb Bush is going to run for president, and come heck or high water, the establishment is going to get him in there. They don't realize what they've been doing doesn't work. I will vote for Trump, or I would vote for Carson, or I would vote for any non-political person that is running. But I think that there's just a whole lot of money being spent, and it's already decided. I don't think it's going to make a whole heck of a lot of difference what we, as voters, really, really want. And that's my take on that, and I don't even know if I'll vote if the Republicans put in Jeb Bush. And I'm 73, and it'll be the first time since I've been able to vote that I'm saying maybe I won't this time.
Who are you rooting for tonight, Margie? Who do you want to see win out of this debate tonight and emerge from the pack?
I would like to see a tie between Trump and Carson.
Just kind of keep that momentum going for those two. Well, they're the leaders right now. They are the leaders. You know, and it's amazing we're talking about others emerging, but because they're still, Trump's losing some momentum, but Carson's gaining momentum. Alan Minot, when we come back.
Like us on Facebook.
follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA is your official Bison tailgating supply headquarters with everything you need for game day. Propane fill, just $10. Bison gear, fresh baked buns, pop, cookies, and medium pizza, $5.99. PetroServe USA is giving away $10,000. Register weekly for your chance to win one of two $500 gift cards and a fully loaded Bison tailgating trailer.
Helping America feel better.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So if you head into the Heedall's location in Bismarck, you're going to come across a fellow by the name of John Jokum. And you may remember him. He was a Puckler Chevrolet for like four decades. And left there, came on over to Heedall's, been there for six, 7 years now. And he said when he retired from Puckler, he wanted to come work and deliver parts. And so now that's what he's doing. So you see John delivering parts all around Bismarck. Drives literally about 100 miles a day just around town. And you need something, he's going to bring it to you. Simple as that. Shop calls the front counter, counter text. They take the order and say, hey, John, here you go. After they pull the parts out, put them on delivery bench, he grabs them and out they go. Quick, quick, quick. Get them right there. You know, he was talking about his time at Hedalls, or rather at Puckler Chevrolet, and being a customer at Hedalls. He said, you know, we always knew that Hedalls would always have what we needed. That's how they got the slogan. Hedalls has it. And I think the customers around town, they know we've got it. And in short order, go to work, find it, and get it to you. So pretty cool. He's a car guy, too. Five cars John has. How about that? A lot of the Hedalls folks are car folks. They're there for you. He's got a 44 Street Rod, a 62 Impala hardtop, a 75 Chevy convertible. By the way, bought that new with only about 11,000 miles on it. Is that cool or what? And just recently traded off a Camaro for a Corvette. I want to hang out with John. That Corvette delivering parts for the good folks at Hedalls. Hedalls has it. Not only the parts you need, but also great folks like John Jochim and so many more. Tell him Scott sent you when you get in there. Alan Minot waiting to weigh in on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline here on the What's on Your Mind program today. Alan, go ahead.
Good morning, and thank you for letting me on.
Of course.
I got kind of wrapped up in your conversation earlier in the week about the nickname for the UND. When that first came out and I seen that the nickname that they weren't going to be able to keep the Sioux, I kind of took it as a mental challenge to watch for something that I thought was a little bit appropriate. And every time I see reports and people talking, they were not too excited about anything that they had. And the other day I was walking and I seen a lady with a jacket on that says Mystics. And I said, you know, it would be nice if you guys would give that name up and let the UND have it. And she kind of laughed and she said no. But when I walked away, my thinking got on to another train of thought, like abstract, like magicians, mystics. And suddenly it popped into my mind, wonder. But it's kind of a different play on words. And it's W, then raise the next three letters, UND, with an ER on the end called wonder. And to me, that is a very good description of the University of North Dakota College. I've always had a respect for that place, but I never went to school there. And when I started randomly asking people, I said, what do you think of this? I got answers like, I don't know. It's interesting. But then came a couple answers. I like that. I like that. One of them was a UND hockey player. He says, I like that. When I took it to a copying place to make up a paper to which I submitted to the public relations department of the University of North Dakota, I got a letter back. I'm sorry, but the committee has chosen, and it's kind of like a closed deal. So I sent another copy to the athletic department, but I never heard from them. But the more I talk to people, they wish they had, even you yourself the other day said, or maybe something else. So I'd like to throw this name out for people to consider, and I don't know what you'd do with it. It's kind of like...
Yeah, I think that train has left the station now. That's the bottom line. And
yes, it has.
Yeah, that's the Todd buzzer when a new suggestion comes along, because we have this challenge every time we talk about the name.
Or when Scott says Obama.
Yeah, that too, yeah, because it's a name we prefer to eliminate. You know, it's frustrating, Al. It is really frustrating how this process has played out. But right now there are, you know, three names left out of this process. Recently, the last two have gone away, and the next week they're going to decide between the three, which are Fighting Hawks, Rough Riders, or Nodaks. So new names at this point are not something I don't know what I said that you referenced, but I do think at some point maybe a future president's going to go, you know what, maybe we just need to do this process right from the beginning and start over. I don't know. You know, maybe before a new name gets implemented. One thing I do not understand is an outgoing president making decisions. You know, and that's been the case for the, you know, last couple of months here, when after President Kelly announced he was leaving the university. I'm not sure why anybody saw fit to say he should make a decision about what the future name is going to be, other than to say, hey, you do it, so you get all the blame, then you can leave, and then we won't have to worry about it anymore. But that's about as naive as you can get, the idea that somehow you're going to say, well, it was his decision, he left now, so we don't have to worry about it anymore. I mean, come on. So it's it is what it is. But to your suggestion, creative as it is, at this point, it's too late, is what I'm saying now.
Well, I'm still thinking I'm in the United States, and it's of, for, and by people. And if maybe somebody wants to be kind of excited about it and maybe work it as a write-in. That's where people...
Yeah, you can't even do that because of how they've done this online process. But I hear you, Al. Keep fighting. Whatever you believe in, keep fighting. More coming up in our Talk Radio Town Hall. We'll start shortly. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Insignia James Shea, president of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than theories, charts, and balance sheets. It's about the values and the character that define you as a business leader. That's why Mary is partnering with the International Havard Institute to offer our new MBA in Virtuous Leadership. And because we offer one of the most affordable MBAs in the nation, you'll earn a degree of distinction without going broke. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue and get a free copy of Created for Greatness by Alexander Havard.
Hi, I'm Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring. Are you experiencing pipeline reclamation problems such as uneven ground, ruts, pooling water, slumping, or erosion? We can help. The North Dakota Department of Agriculture can assist in resolving land surface issues and concerns with our Pipeline Restoration and Reclamation Program. For assistance, contact us at 1-800-242-7535 or visit us online at nd.gov/nd-da.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 Pain Hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.